Okay, well, we're going to start something new today. Not that it's never been done in this church before, but certainly hasn't been done since I've been here. And that is that we are going to have a segment every once in a while called Get to Know You. And I'll have one of you come forward and kind of tell us a little bit about your life. Don't worry, I'm not going to call you spontaneously. It'll be something we arrange ahead of time. Primarily, kind of talk about, I think what God has done in your life, but also just a little bit about who you are. I think it's good for all of us to get to know each other in that way and to hear from each other. So Joe Stafke has agreed to be our first get-to-know-you person today, and I'm going to have him come out of the sound booth now and join me up here. You can applaud for him as he comes through. And this is the guy who led me to this fish just a few months ago. So I think I told you that I spent hundreds and hundreds of hours of fishing in my life and caught hundreds of northern pike. But
well, he lost the bigger one, so yeah. We had to settle for number two, I guess.
Took me about 10 to 15 minutes at fishing with Joe and to hook into my first northern pike worth taking a picture of anyway, so that was pretty awesome. Well, why don't you come on over by me here, Joe? Welcome. Hello.
Oh.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. Okay. All right, well, let's just launch right on in. Why don't you tell us a little bit, Joe, about where you grew up and about your family. Maybe you start with your family during your growing up years. Tell us a little bit about
that. First and foremost, I'm sure you guys heard I'm Joe Stafke. I would like to start out, because I'm really not that great at public speaking, with a scripture, and that's 1 Peter 3:15, and I'm going to paraphrase. Always have an answer ready when someone asks you about your hope. And when Pastor Eric texted me and said, hey, check your email, and I saw that, I thought, oh, yeah, I remember that scripture. So anyways, was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lived in Forest Lake until I was 14, moved up to the Purim, Dent area, and up by Detroit Lakes in that area, if you're not familiar. Graduated high school from there. I guess in high school, Shelley and I started dating, and a year after high school, we got married. And we have three great kids. We have Michelle, who's married to Nick Truxel. We have David, who's engaged to Eva Alvarado. And we've got Hannah, who's married to Eric Zeman. And Hannah happens to be the one who was playing the keyboard. One of the ones playing the keyboard. This one. Anyways, other than that, I've been a communications technician, telephone man, whatever you'd like to call it, here in Lac La Parle County for 30 years. 17 years with Farmers Mutual Telephone, 13 with Frontier, and now I'm back at Farmers Mutual Telephone for about a year now. So love the area. Shelley and I have just loved becoming a part of this place. I had a friend tell me one time, Joe, you're not a transplant, you're an implant. So anyway, oldest of nine kids. And you guys probably know my brother Randy and Kathy, his wife and their kids. They come to church here too. So
you like to fish a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of my hobbies, if you want to call it a hobby. I like the outdoors, especially fishing. Growing up north and even in eastern Minnesota, there's a lot of lakes and things like that. So that's what a guy tends to do if you're trying to stay out of trouble when you're a kid. Yeah, I really enjoy fishing. I figure if Jesus liked hanging around with fishermen, then that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. It's not a hobby, it's a way of life, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Joe, so tell us a little bit then about when a walk with God started to become a part of your life.
Well, it's kind of an interesting one, I guess, or maybe not that greatly interesting. I was raised Catholic. I'm sure a lot of you know that, and really learned a lot about Jesus, a lot about God. I did not have a lot of the experiences a lot of people talk about being, you know, in that denomination. To me, it was really good. I always believed God was on my side. I never thought otherwise, and I thank my parents for that. They really encouraged me that way. So I guess that's where I kind of started. Then, you know, Shelly and I got married, and we came here and everything, and I fell into the habit of, or addiction of, chewing tobacco, and I didn't really want to discourage Shelly, so I kind of hid that from her. And more than just kind of hid that from her, then I really started to hide it from her, and then I started to use my outdoor activities, you know, like, you know, fishing and hunting and stuff, to go have a chew and be away from her while, you know, being away from Shelly and little kids like that. I started to disconnect from them emotionally and, you know, all that stuff really quite a bit. So it, you know, just gradually grew to be worse and worse. And always trying to hide that from Shelly. And so one day when we were up north visiting, and of course I was up there to fish too, Shelly and I got into a very big fight over going out to a lake lot or something with her relatives and everything. And I guess I got so mad, I just decided I was going to leave and go home. That was it, you know, tired of this. So I, you know, left and started driving home, and then somehow the Lord got a hold of me on the way home. And at that time, Highway 59 was under construction, so they detoured you. And I knew the detour coming straight into Appleton from the north, you know, between Oliver Lakes, you know, the two lakes there, there's a little road that goes between them. And right then and there, you just said, you better get out of the truck. So I got out of the truck and got down on my knees right there on the road and said, Jesus, I can't do this anymore. I need your help. And at that moment, it's like a great weight was lifted off my shoulders. I knew that I could tell Shelly everything, you know, take my licks for being, you know, keeping a secret like that and everything. Even though it might not seem like a huge secret to people, it is a big secret whenever you keep a secret from a spouse. So did that, and ever since then, my life has been quite different. I think totally differently. I don't think, you know, self-focused. I think others-focused. I think Jesus-focused. So that's kind of where it's taken me, I guess. That, by the way, was June 9th, 1996. We stayed in the church there in Dawson for a short while, but then we ended up coming here, as most of you know, about 10 years ago. So, and most of you see me where Harlow's sitting right now.
So that moment on that little road was really kind of a turning point in terms of a closer relationship.
Right. I had a lot of head knowledge, but I didn't really do the whole heart knowledge, other than I did truly believe God was on my side. But I knew that when I was not doing so hot, that he would let me flounder if that's what it took to get me back. And yeah, I would say that is my spot where I was born again. There's no question about that. Yeah. In my mind.
Yeah, all right. Any other particular experiences you've had with God along the way, or stories that you want to
Well, there's
tell
a
us
lot. About? There's a lot, but one I would really like to mention is 6 years ago, I had a heart attack. And I got to be flown to Sioux Falls. And that helicopter flight, which only took about 40, 45 minutes or so, was probably the most intense time between me and God I can remember, because every moment I thought my next heartbeat could be my last, and then I would see him face to face. And it makes you live different. If you think every heartbeat could be your last, and you might see him face to face the next time. You know, when your heart is supposed to beat next, you're actually talking to God. You commit to being different. You don't want to get angry at people. You don't want to, you know, vengeance and revenge is just out of the question. All those types of things. You forgive people for things that, you know, even little tiny things that they do, all kinds of stuff like that. You just trust that God has all of that under control.
Yeah, big perspective changer.
It changed how I live. I live every day like it's my last.
Yeah.
You know, even the windy, cold days.
Yeah. All right. That's so awesome.
Or I try to. Don't think, yeah. I stumble like everyone, but it's really changed who I am.
Right. Well, why don't you summarize for us? So overall, how do you think that you're changed since getting to become closer with God? What has he meant to you?
Well, when I was young, I got angry easily, very easily at people. I actually was, not a very good first son to have because I was always in trouble. And I would get very mad at people. And now it's totally opposite. I totally trust that, God has made me a compassionate person now. That's not something in my nature to be compassionate to others, but he did it for me. It's him through me. I don't get angry. I used to be a very hard man as an adult. I expected people to just, buck up and be quiet, who cares type of thing. But now I do care. I don't get offended very much, anymore. A recent verse that's come to my mind is Proverbs 19:11. A man's wisdom produces patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. And that lately is how I've been living. It's so much easier when you don't have to keep track of everybody's offenses against you. Because then hopefully they don't keep track of mine.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it in summary, I guess.
Yeah. So God does good things in us when we give him access, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So wonderful things. He's changed my life. I know that. Right. And I think the lives around me just because he's changed mine. And Shelley's able to trust me now because she knows there is zero secrets. We made a promise that night when she got home. Never a secret again. Ever. Ever. And there's not. Not even little tiny ones. Except for birthday presents. But that's a delayed thing, okay? So she'll still find out. So
that's right.
That kind of thing. So
awesome.
Okay.
Thank you for being our guinea pig here today. And
thanks for asking.
Opening up. And good. Well, let's say thanks to Joe. Thank you.